Matthew 13:54. Also, we're going to be looking in the book of Luke, chapter 4. If you want to look over there in a little bit, but we're going to start in Matthew chapter 13, verse 54. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, "Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brethren, James, Zebedeus, and Simon, and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things?" And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, "A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house." Verse 58, "And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief." And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Amen. Mighty works. Mighty works. Wow. I'd like to see the Lord do some mighty works. Wouldn't you? Amen. The book of Luke, chapter 4. And we're going to drop down to verse 40. But I want you to, if you could take note that in verse 31, it says, "And he came down to Capernaum, the city of Galilee." Okay? Capernaum. So now when we get down to verse 40, he's in the city of Capernaum. It says, "Now when the sun was setting, and all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into the desert place, and people sought him, came unto him, and stayed with him, that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore am I sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee." Notice a difference. Do you notice a difference there in Capernaum? Amen. All the things that he did among them, what was the difference there? What was the difference? They say that Capernaum is only about 30 miles northeast. 30 miles. It's not very far. Some of you drove more than 30 miles just to get to church today. 30 miles just northeast of the city of Nazareth is where he went to Capernaum. In one place, he could not do any mighty works. In another place, amen, he was casting out devils, healing the sick, I mean, healing all types of diseases, doing all these mighty things. What's the difference? What is the difference? The Bible tells us that he could not, in Matthew, he said, he could not do many mighty works because of their unbelief. Because of their unbelief. But you know what? It's how we measure things in life. We have our own little measuring stick. What's God able to do? Well, God can do a lot of things. But how do you measure what God can do? How do you measure what God can do in your life today? How do you measure what's the possibilities that you have given to God, what he could do in your life right now this morning? Before we leave here, what is the possibilities? What in your mind is God able to do in this service right here today? Well, we kind of come in with some preconceived ideas of, you know, some measuring sticks of what God can do today. All right? First of all, we come in and one of the measuring sticks we measure with is the size of the crowd. Well, because the crowd, how big's the crowd? That limits on what God can do, right? If we look at the crowd, that's one of our measuring sticks. How many people is here? Small crowd, small things. Big crowd, maybe a little bigger things that God can do. It really didn't, but number is not necessary, right? We come in, we have another measuring stick that we go by. One of those measuring sticks, and it's sadly, is the pastor here or not? Not that the pastor has anything, but for some reason, people feel like the Lord can't move if the pastor's not here. Actually, I feel like probably the Lord could move a little better. Sometimes then we have a measuring stick of when we come in, of not, if it's not the pastor, who is here? Who is present? Is there some of the dear praying saints of God that's here? Or is it just maybe a few people that's just, or maybe we go, is there any sinners here today? Any sinners in the house? Is there anybody that might have an opportunity to come and give their life to the Lord? So we measure what God's able to do by who's here and who's present and who's not present. Right? If you walk in, it's the same old crowd, same old faces. God can't do nothing today. There's nobody here for God to work on. We're all perfect. There's no needs here. Is that true? Or maybe you come in and you see visitors here and you see a whole bunch of visitors here and say, oh, God can't move today. There's too many visitors here. There's too many people that we don't know that's present here today. We come in with our measuring sticks of what we expect God to do. We come in and we've already got it in our mind, our little preconceived idea that God, you know, there might be a few people that come down and they pray and you know, but they'll get up and they'll go home just like they came. We sing that song, that we won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name, but a lot of times we don't really believe it. We sing it, but we don't really believe it because we have left so many times just the way we came. Right? Many times we have our own little measuring stick of how we expect God to do something. When you look at the city of Nazareth, those people, they looked at Jesus and they said, hold on, isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't, you know what? They said, a carpenter, a lowly carpenter. They measured up to what this is. Okay, this is the possibilities because he's a carpenter's son. His dad is just a lowly carpenter, so he's limited on what he can do here, right? Isn't his mother Mary? You know Mary. Remember Mary? Oh, you remember the scandal. You remember all that years ago? My folks told me about it. Oh, what a mess that was. What a mess that was. Yeah, you know the story. But you know what? I mean, they began to limit what they expected out of Jesus Christ because of their measuring stick. I said, he's a carpenter's son. He's a son of Mary. Little old Mary. There's nothing there. There's no possibilities. Look at his brothers. Boy, I so hope you all don't measure me by my brothers. All right? I don't measure up to Tim. I don't measure up to him. I mean, yeah, I know he's trying to lose weight and all, but I don't measure up. I'm not that big. Not that tall. Well, he don't measure up to me either. He's not as handsome. Not as much personality. There's a lot of... And you know what? Hey, man, don't measure me by my brother Danny either. I always hated that when I was a kid. Oh, I know your brother Danny. Oh, great. Now they expect me to be like him. I was nothing like Danny. And so they, you know, I mean, so we measure up to our brother. Can you look? They say, oh, we know his brothers. Why would you think if they measured you up to your family? Expectations might not be that high. They talk about your family, the ones that's in jail, the ones that have, you know, that's got a reputation around town, right? Oh, look at his brothers. And I'll tell you what, they were measuring by what they could see and what they knew about him. Isn't it? Look at, he's got sisters that are with us. Are they not still with us? Look, they were measuring up. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? What gives him a right? Amen. To come and speak to us. And they could not believe because of what they were measuring him up to. They were comparing him to the carpenter's son, to Mary's son, to his brothers, to his sisters. Amen. They were just measuring up to what they knew about him. And they did not see him as the Son of God. They could not believe. They could not let themselves see beyond their measuring stick. They could not let themselves reach beyond, amen, what they measured him out to be as just another one of them. Right? Yeah. They missed out on miracles. They missed out on the mighty works. The mighty works that Jesus would have wanted to do. Amen. He could not because they would not believe. They had lack of unbelief. They were measuring him, and they had limited him to what they could measure, to what they could compare him to, and they limited him. No mighty works in Nazareth. No mighty works in Nazareth. Right? But then he goes to the city of Capernaum. In the city of Capernaum, amen, there they don't know Joseph the carpenter. They don't know Mary. They've never met the brothers. They've never met the sisters. All they see is a man that comes and does some mighty work. They hear him speak. Their faith is soars, and they reach beyond, amen, what they would normally think, and they put their faith in. They bring their sick. They bring them out, and all that they bring to him is healed. Amen. There is mighty works that were done. Because of how they measured him. How are you measuring what God can do in your life? How do you see what God is able to do in your life today? We come with our sin. We come with our past. We come with our baggage. We come with all of that. We feel, how can God work in a life like this? What could God do with somebody like me? What is possible? And we even think about our own self, and we think of how horrible of a person we are, how miserable we are, how low we are, and we measure what God can do by what he has to work with. Amen. And let me tell you, God can do something much greater than that. Hallelujah. Amen. We measure what God can do in our life by our past. By all of our sins, by all the things that we've got in our life. We look at all of our baggage and we say, Lord, you can't do that much with me. You can't do that much in my life because of all that I have in my life and all of my past. Amen. But I want you to know you are trying to measure, amen, what God can do by looking at your own life. Amen. Don't look at your own life and try to limit God, but look and see the great things that God can do in your life. He is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We look at all of our problems. We look at the problems in our family. We look at the problems in our home. We look at the problems in our marriage. We look at the problems in our finances. We look at all of the problems, and then we limit what God can do in our life because of all of the things that we have. Of all that we are, that's going on in our life. Lord, you can't work in my life because I've got too many problems in my home and in my family and in my marriage and in my finances. Lord, you can't do that much in my life because of all that I have. Man, you're limiting God. You're trying to measure what God can do. Man, you're using a measuring stick, right? Using a measuring stick. God's able. God's able. We measure by statistics. We measure by percentages. We measure by past history. We measure by comparison. We measure, amen, by what we know in our little old mind. And we that's how we measure, and that's how we anticipate what God would like to do. Amen. What God wants to do is some mighty works in your life. Amen. You're measuring God. Amen. By what you see physically right now. Amen. But God wants to do something. Amen. That is beyond what you can see. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. Amen. God wants to do something beyond, amen, what you can imagine in your life today. Amen. Feeding of the 5,000. Right? The disciples, they look first at their money. Right? They look at their money and they said, it's impossible. It's impossible. Their measuring stick was their finances. God can't do it because here's how much money we have. That's their measuring stick. Amen. They looked at the number of people, the crowd, and they measured what God was able to do by the number of people that was there. And they said, God cannot do this. The crowd is too big. That's how they measured it. Amen. A little boy brings a lunch. It's just a small little lunch of a few loaves and a few fishes. And then they bring it to Jesus and they present it to him. And he says, what do they say? What is so little with so much? What are we going to do? They were measuring, amen, the size of the lunch basket. They were measuring how big the lunch was that the little boy brought. And they were looking, and that's what they were measuring against. But Jesus took it and began to bless it and to break it and to multiply it. Amen. And the need was met. And they left with a surplus. Amen. God does not measure by limitations. Amen. But God measures by his surplus. Hallelujah. By abundance. Man, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Can I tell you, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever measure him by. Every measuring stick that you have, amen, God will super exceed it. Amen, everything that you anticipate of God, amen, God can do exceedingly abundantly above that. Amen, in your life today, amen, you come and you say, I've got sin in my life, I've got a past, I've got baggage. Amen, God can work in your life and do something extraordinary and above what you could ever imagine that God could do in your life. Hallelujah. Brother David, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. There's your measuring stick. God can't use me. I wasn't raised in a Christian home. Amen. Can I ask a question? How many of you are serving the Lord today was not raised in a Christian home where you attended church? Look at that hand. What? Why, you're kidding me. God, you can do something like that in somebody's life that wasn't even raised in a Christian home? Amen. That's why God, he does not go by your measuring stick. Amen. But he works in your life to do something abundant in your life today. Amen. Brother David, I've got a lot of horrible sins in my past. Horrible sins. Amen. I look what, you know, God, if he was worried about the sins of our past and how bad of a person we was, he would have never stopped Saul on the road to Damascus. He would have found a much easier person to work with. He would have tried to find somebody that wasn't quite so hard, somebody that wasn't so calloused, somebody that hadn't actually murdered Christians. He would have tried to find somebody, amen, that maybe it was just a little more pliable, maybe somebody with a little less history, because that's our measuring stick. But God does not measure with our measuring stick. Amen. God had a calling on Saul's life. Amen. And God stopped him on a road to Damascus and changed him. Amen. God can do something in your life that you would never imagine, regardless of your past, regardless of the sins of your life. Amen. God can do amazing things. Amen. How are you measuring what God can do in your life? How are you measuring what God can do in your life? You come to God with faith, just believing, saying, Lord, I know what you're capable of. Lord, I know that you can do amazing things in my life. Lord, I want to see what you can do in my life today. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice to see God do a mighty work in your life? Mighty works. Amen, the mighty works. Man, sometimes we come, we've got so many needs in our family, in our life. Man, people come to the Lord, their home is a wreck, their marriage is a wreck, their family is a wreck, and they look at it and they say, Lord, there is no way that you can work in my family, in my life. It's too bad. It's too bad. Don't measure what God can do by just that measuring stick. You know what? People say, well, statistics will tell you that if you have this kind of a home life, statistics say that you will end up in this way. The surveys that's taken say, well, most people believe that if you're raised in this kind of environment or this condition, or if you have this problem in your life, amen, that you know what, this is how you're going to turn out. This is the way it's going to be. Well, the professionals say, all the studies that have been done, right? And that's how we measure. That's our measuring stick. Well, the university of such and such, the university of dumb people, amen, they've done this survey and they've done this study, and it shows, amen, that this is how it's supposed to turn out if you've got these characteristics in your life. Listen, what? God does not care about the university studies. Amen. God works exceedingly abundantly above all that they could ever believe. Amen. God is not limited by that measuring stick. Amen. The doctor comes in. He says, well, you know what? Only 30% of the people that have what you have will survive. That's right. Well, there's our measuring stick. That's right. Well, we're giving you 6 months to a year to live. There's our measuring stick. There's our measuring stick. Why don't we just, I wished I had a yardstick, because I would just break it up here today. I'd just take it and begin to break it in pieces, because that's what we need to do with all of those measuring sticks that we have in our life. Amen. Begin to break them in pieces. Amen. The doctor says, you know what? You've got a 10% chance of ever recovering from that. Amen. I believe God says you've got a 110% chance of recovering from that. Amen. God does not go by your measuring stick, the doctor's measuring stick. Amen. The professionals. Amen. He does not go by that. God's able to work in your life. Amen. Amen. We let the doctor destroy our faith. Right? Yeah. And understand what I'm saying here. I don't got a problem with doctors. But sometimes you'd be better off without hearing the words of a doctor. Your faith would be better without hearing the words of a doctor. Right? Your faith would be stronger if you didn't have that doctor saying, you're not going to recover. I'm sorry. This is terminal. This is terminal. I'm sorry, but this is chronic. I'm sorry, but you know what? Hey, amen. Why not put your faith in God and say, Lord, I know that you can go above and beyond. Hey, amen. Terminal, break up that yardstick. Chronic, break up that yardstick. Amen. Break up that measuring stick. Amen. And say, Lord, I believe that you can do it. In the name of Jesus. Mighty works. Mighty works. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to see the Lord do mighty works in your life today. But did you come in to service today with your measuring stick? Already you measured it out. Maybe even as soon as you saw the parking lot. Well, not very many cars here today. So there's your measuring stick.
Yeah, come on.
Maybe you walked in, you said, oh, too many visitors here today. Yeah. Too many people here today. Too many of this. There's your measuring stick.
Yeah.
Oh, the person that I hope was going to be here to pray for me, it didn't make it today. There's your measuring stick. There's your measuring stick.
Hallelujah.
What you think God can do, right?
Hallelujah.
They didn't sing my song today. God's not going to move. God can't help me. There's your measuring stick.
Yeah.
There's your measuring stick.
Yeah.
Hey, man, maybe you got bad news this week, and you've been measuring up. You've just been living up to that news that you've heard. That's as,
right.
You know? How many of you tell your kids, you know, you look at him and say, son, you're just really dumb. You're never going to amount to anything. No. You're never going to learn anything in school. I don't even know why we're sending you. You don't, you know what? Those books aren't going to do you a bit of good.
No.
You're just dumb. And, you know, God blesses some people with smarts, but you just didn't get it. How many of you tell your kids that? No. No. You know what you tell them? Son, I believe you can become anything you want to be. I think you're a smart kid. You're an intelligent kid. You apply yourself, and I believe you can do great things. You can do whatever you put your mind to. That's what you tell your children. I hope you do.
That's right.
I hope you do. You know why? Hey, man, you put a measuring stick up there that you want them to strive for, that you want them to reach for. That's right. You want them to achieve for something. You want them to reach to achieve greatness in their life. You don't minimize what they are. Amen. So why, when we come to church, do we minimize what God can do? Amen. We dumb down our religion. We dumb down our faith. Amen. We dumb it down to the point where we can understand, where we can relate to it. Amen. But God wants us to reach for something much greater. Amen. You don't have to just leave here feeling better. You can leave here healed. Amen. You don't just have to leave here, amen, feeling a little bit of relief from the guilt of your life. Amen. You can leave here delivered from your sin and the shame of your life. Amen. Let's not dumb down our faith. Amen. But let's reach for something what God wants to do in our life.